That makes sense.
This is Serene.
I think it's a good start. Yes, Serene?
We had talked at the last meeting, and the meetings have not, as far as I know, been convened. Certainly, I have not been available for them if they have been convened. But we had talked, actually, about setting up meetings with local Latino or Chicano programmers and then having them meet on a national conference call. So I absolutely would like to hear from Eva and maybe also Armando about what they've done there. But I think we had already set up a process to sort of incorporate, you know, all that was available on local levels.
So are you saying that makes sense, or that we should do something else, or I'm just trying to...
I'm saying I think we should go ahead and fulfill go ahead and work through the plan that we established before.
With the race and nationality group?
Right. Well, this was the Spanish language program. We talked about having the Latino programs at each of the programmers at each of the stations meet and select representatives who would then meet on a national call.
I
know that I've been swamped and I haven't, you know, gotten to that. I don't know whether anyone else has. But I think we should, you know, allow that process to work, and certainly I have no objection to hearing from the folks at KPFK who are already doing it.
Okay.
But I would actually broaden that and maybe also just get a full presentation from Fernando, who's been, I think, doing a lot of that work already. They already have a bilingual program, and Armando and Eva.
As does KPFA. So, and now that you've refreshed my memory on that, I think that is what we agreed to do last time.
That's right. I'd forgotten. Okay.
I'll take the blame. You didn't get the minutes.
Yeah, right. It is your fault, isn't it? Well, at least you corrected yourself. Okay, so that's good. We'll just follow through on that then. The next thing I'd like to touch on briefly is, again, the issue of the discussion about the National Program Director or the Network Program Coordinator and stuff like that. Has anyone had a chance to read any more of the documents? I'd like us to come to a resolution of this issue so that we're not still, sitting on the sidelines with this issue. Is there any discussion of that?
What is proposed currently?
Well, we currently have a resolution that says that the executive director may not make a hire until the programming committee has developed the policy on national programming. And what I had pointed out before is that there had been a policy that was enacted. It just, no one's looked at it recently. And that I didn't think that was a reason not to go ahead allow the executive to move forward. Of course, they may take their time doing that because we're now going to have a new executive director. And some of the other issues that have come up is people said, well, we think that it should be called a coordinator, not a director. And I think one of the other issues that a lot of people would like to know is this position going to coordinate the process of collaborations? As Alan discussed, set up a clear process and keep a schedule of what's going on, or is it going to be something else? I think none of the stations want to be given national programming that does not meet their needs and be told that they have to carry it. So we obviously want to go in the direction of these collaborations and pilot projects, that our own subcommittee looked at. But I just wanted to see if there's any feeling from the group on what we can do that's going to be affirmative so that we can begin doing more of this collaborative programming and begin pulling the local stations together to strengthen the programming around network broadcasts or around programming that comes out of the best that we have to offer at the local stations. Mm-hmm. Are there any thoughts on that or any proposals or suggestions?
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think it could be very political, or there could be some friction if we hire at this time.
Well, we're not responsible for hiring. That's not our job.
Well, let me finish my thought. I think, though, that it is essential that we have this person, because I remember in a national board meeting where Dan left because he was help. He wanted to, he needed to get somewhere to help coordinate some of the, I guess it was in the January meeting, he needed to get back and help do some of the work with coverage of the inauguration. And it would be good for the network to have someone that can do this rather than the ED.
Well, I am worried. It sounds to me like the resolution as it's written in the... Oh, I jumped the stack. Is there a stack? I'm sorry.
No, there's not a stack, so go ahead and jump.
Yeah, I'm just dislikely. We're developing a policy on national programming.
Yeah.
This is Alan at KPFK.
I'm sorry.
I'm worried if we hire a program director currently without that policy in place, we don't... I'm worried about that person unilaterally setting the policy. And two, that person really won't know what they're getting hired for if we're then to proceed and set that policy. And I'd rather have us collectively set the policy than any individual do that.
Do you have any policy...
Serene, I get on the stack.
I'm sorry, who?
Serene, I'd like to get on the stack when he's done, when your question's done.
Okay. Alan, can I just ask you, I don't know whether you read the 2003 resolution or not, but whether you did or not, what are the parameters of national programming policy or network broadcast policy that you would like us to discuss?
Well, again, I think that there's discussion in the technology committees about ways for there to be, wider distribution of Pacifica national programming. Then, again, the manner in which in the current form we've been doing national programming, how that's going to get worked out in terms of process, and just what the job description would be of a national program director.
Okay, I actually got one from Dan, and I'd be happy to send it to everyone now that I have it, so I can send that to you.
And I would wonder, with Dan going out, and also what the process was by which that job description was determined, whether it was something Dan composed or PNB composed, and whether the PNB has reviewed that. Those are my concerns.
Right. Oh,
and in good faith, too. I trust that the PNB will, upon review, come up with a good sense of what to do.
Would you be willing to put a few words down on paper about, you know, about the process, the aspects of the process that you'd like to see, and what parameters you would like to see that work occur under?
You mean in terms of the decision for the termination of national programming?
Uh-huh.
I can talk to my people here about that, and we can maybe work on something. I'd love to see the job description, though. I'd be very interested in seeing that and even working off of that first, though.
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful.
Yeah, I'll send it to everyone this evening after we hang up. It's going to come with another job description attached to it for the human resources director. So make sure there's two of them there. Make sure you're reading the one that says national program director. Okay.
And point of clarification: has this been posted anywhere yet?
No.
Okay.
This is Ken. I'd like to be on the stack with you. This is Sean Rose. I'd like to be on the stack too.
Okay. I think it's Serene, then Ken, then Sean.
Yes, thanks. When we discussed this just very generally, I think maybe in the first or second meeting, we talked about the fact that a national program director or a person who helps facilitate the national programming need not be the program czar, you know, simply
right.
making decisions, you know, based on whim, but. We talked about the fact that we may even prefer to call that person a national program coordinator.
Yep.
And with all due respect to Alan, rather than have him, you know, work on that, a number of us on the first two calls actually did raise the issue
mm-hmm.
of how we want the person, whoever that person is, to function if we decided we needed someone. And I think there were more people saying that we did need such national coordination than not. So I would actually ask that you know, those of us who are members of the committee who are interested in this subject, and including, you know, the opportunity for those who are not on the call, some of whom I remember have a great deal to say on this subject, that we should, in fact, come up with something by way of drafting a sort of, you know, set of responsibilities and outlining a suggested process, that sort of thing, and bring that back to the committee.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hoping everyone can do. So that
right, but I'm saying I hope we can do it collaboratively instead of everyone sort of sending in their 2 pages. Who's going to read all that stuff as opposed to sitting on the phone and just hashing it out and coming back with, you know, one or if there's a significant minority, you know, 2 reports that say, hey, this is what we'd like to see.
Are you proposing that there be a committee to do this?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, like, I mean, or if it's not a committee, can somebody just take the lead for touching base with everyone and getting their input, and con?
Yeah.
Would someone like to do that?
Oh, Alan was going to offer.
No, I'll follow along. I certainly am, and I'm sorry, I'm really bad with, I'm terrible for having the job as a radio producer. I'm really bad with names, so the woman who just spoke, I really concur with that sentiment entirely.
Would someone like to do that? Alan's got other fish.
Sean?
No, thank you.
Okay.
What is it exactly you want done?
We'd simply like to get the members of this committee to tell someone if we have something called a network program coordinator, let's say. And correct me if I'm wrong, Serene or Alan. What are the things we'd like to see that person do in coordinating that programming, and what things, if we have concerns that are not things that we don't want that position to perform, you know, in other words, what do we want it to do and what are we concerned that it not do?
Basically, this person would be interviewing each of us, in effect, right?
Well, we can set up a committee to do it, but I think it's easier for somebody to just call everybody and say, okay, what is it?
I don't know. Sorry.
Would you rather do a committee?
Yeah, I think that works,
okay.
Barry. I think you just you learn from each other rather than have one person have to keep going through the same thing over and over again.
Would someone be willing to convene the committee? Would you like me to do it?
I think to get your attention.
Hmm?
We'd love for you to do it, Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be on it.
Who would like to be on the committee? Okay, was that Sean?
I think that was Alan.
Me, I'm interested in that.
I can't tell your voices yet, obviously.
Alan?
Okay, Alan.
Oh, I'm doing it
like
so reluctantly, but I guess I will.
Bonnie? Was that you, Bonnie?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Alan, Serene, and Bonnie.
And Rob and... Serene and Bonnie, I am getting married on May 7th, so it's a busy time in my life.
On the 11th of,
congratulations.
Of May?
The 7th of May, so thank you very much.
Oh, that's a great day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm hope to add to its greatness, and I'm at my point being though that I'm super busy.
Wow.
Well, we can,
beautiful.
We can wait until after.
You're going to have a lot of committee work on your hands.
This is Ken. I'd put myself as a maybe on that committee, depending on whether or not my workload lines up by then. But I'd express interest at least.
Okay.
Teresa, Patty, Ngozi.
No, Ngozi's not on that one.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Oh.
Feel free to say no or say nothing.
No, thank you.
I mean, okay. You want a subcommittee that's as big as this committee?
No, not really.
Harry, I'm unable at the moment.
Okay, yeah, you've got lots.
I think we have enough.
Okay, we've got Alan, Serene, Bonzilla, Ken, and I'm going to try to collect everyone. Is that, we okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, Chair.
Sir.
There were some folks on the stack there before you disappeared. You could leave this issue.
Oh, Sean?
Ken and Sean.
Well, Ken and Sean.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Sean?
No, Ken, then Sean.
Oh, I got the order wrong.
First, a point of information. Let's see. How right now is the program, what they're calling the program director, selected? Who does that, makes that choice?
I don't know much about it. I assume the ED posts the job and then selects the person.
So the ED pretty much takes care of the whole business.
It's not something that's in the bylaws. It's not something where we have to select a pool.
Okay. So the PNB it traditionally hasn't had too much to do with selecting the national program director.
Well, there hasn't been one.
Well, yeah, we've had one before, back several eons ago.
Yeah.
We have a great deal to say about it now, though, but we don't make the selection.
Okay, that's all. And then the other thing I just wanted to say is I think, in pursuing this, we need to bear in mind that we've already got two ideas on the table, one of which is mandated, one of which we're giving strong consideration to, that would very much benefit from having that coordinator. So that's a selling point for the need for one and the need for it relatively sooner than later. That's I just wanted to throw that out there.
You're referring to which?
The Spanish language news broadcasting and the which would be a national network-wide broadcast, and this pilot project pilot program for we'll call it the outside the box project. For a alternative, a neglected stories kind of, the thing that the subcommittee has been developing, the national news magazine kind of thing. So those are both projects that would very much benefit from a coordinator.
I think that's right. Sean, it's you.
What I'm about to say doesn't negate this subcommittee that was just recently formed here, but just to refresh folks' memories, at the last meeting, we decided that this motion that was passed by the IPMB regarding policy would be examined by the PNB. Does anyone know if that took place? Where do we stand on that front?
Say that again.
At our last meeting, it was decided that the motion that Rob was referring to that already exists on programming was passed by the IPNB and was suggested that the PNB, the newly elected PNB, look at that policy. Has any progress been made on that front?
Serene, may I get on the staff?
Sure.
Yeah, I actually think that our agreement was different. I thought that we agreed to reexamine it in this body.
Yeah.
And then take it to the PNB for reaffirmation.
That's not my recollection.
Okay. Okay. We're entitled to a difference.
Those minutes haven't arrived yet.
No.
Right.
We just use a hammer.
We covered that at the early part of the meeting, and Serene has gotten the draft, and I have to take a look at it and get it out to you as quickly as possible. And we'll do that, Sean, and we'll consult with you about that. Is there any more discussion on this matter, or can we move on? Let me just cover this, and then let's entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. We also had from the last board, we had the proposal that 5% of programming be dedicated to new voices. There has been a number of we've had some discussions with Bernard White from WBAI. I had a brief exchange, I think, with Armando, if I'm not mistaken. And I've talked to some of the general managers. I think we all agree with the sentiment of this, but I think the general managers and the program directors, you know, would like to discuss how they do that. So my suggestion is that what we should try to do is get some general managers and some program directors to participate on an ongoing basis with this committee so we can work collaboratively with them on implementing resolutions like this, which we all agree, and we agree with the spirit, but which the program directors have different views on how they should be implemented. KPFA, for example, already has an apprenticeship program, and the question is, how do they get airtime for people to begin with? One of the issues that a lot of GMs and PDs talk about as a key program policy issue is how do you clear up space, you know, on a monthly and a weekly basis for the program schedule to be flexible so they can respond, you know, to new voices or to new issues that arise in the community. So I just like to suggest that we try to get some of the GMs or the PDs to work with us and tell us how best to meet that. Does anyone have any discussion about that, or is that satisfactory?
Yeah, it's three.
Yes.
Just a reminder, we have actually, and last year we did this, and we have not discontinued it, nor do I think we should, but invited all PDs or PD equivalents to be part of this committee. They're non-voting members of the committee, but obviously we can benefit by hearing their views as we formulate the policy, since they're the folks who are going to actually have to find a way to bring it to life.
Yeah. Well, if you could talk to Bernard, that would be great. And Alan, if you could buttonhole Armando.
Well, the thing is actually, in the very thing that I work on, which is, public affairs, as mm-hmm. I see it's public affairs, music, health, spirituality, science, technology. In terms of daytime public affairs, I would like to see a few more hours be open and flexible, but we actually probably meet that criteria. And, of course, as far as I know, in terms of music, of course, it's 0%. The music stuff's set and it doesn't rotate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not that far off, and we've tried to incorporate it, but we could do a little better. And, I'll certainly talk to Armando.
Well, actually, and I think Eva has some initiatives where she's asked programmers to try to address themselves during their programs to younger listeners in all cases. So I think all I'm saying is if we could get some program directors and GMs to participate with us more, we can figure out how best to implement these things so that we don't get, one of the things that's happened in the past is when the board passes resolutions. For example, in 2002, we passed a resolution in June that said that there would be, I believe, 2 hours a week of programming about bylaws and about governance. And the GMs and the program directors just went berserk.
Yeah.
So I think the lesson for us is that if we want them to implement these initiatives, we have an obligation to talk to them about how to do it and when to do it and the way to do it so that we're not forcing things down their throats. But we do need them to participate. So I'll try to make sure that we can get the administrative council people, Roy Campanella and Ron Pinchback, who are working on programming to participate with us. I did ask Eva if she could join us on May 16th, which is our next call, and talk with us about the International Spanish newscast and their plans and so forth. So it's 10 o'clock now, or a little bit past 10 o'clock. So I'd like to suggest that we just go over the schedule and then adjourn. Is that okay with everyone?
You just have one other item on here.
Yeah,
compliance with FCC regulations?
Yeah, that's a resolution that I wrote that I sent to the PNB, and they sent it back to this committee. Did anyone have a chance to read that? Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
What is that topic? I'm sorry.
And when did you send it? The last meeting?
Several times.
Yeah.
I'll send it to everyone again.
On-air compliance. Someone wanted to know the title.
Oh, I see it now. Thanks.
On-air compliance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It basically... We know that the FCC is idiosyncratically enforcing the legislation, the new legislation that Congress passed, I don't know if it was last year, and they're supposedly cracking down on obscenity and stuff like that. John Krigler, who is the FCC lawyer for the network, has appeared at several of the stations and talked about this, but the problem is we don't have anything in writing that tells GMs or program directors or programmers or hosts what's obscenity, what's profanity, what's allowable, what's not, what are rules of thumb, what are free speech, what free speech rights of journalism should be protected. We don't have anything that protects us. So when somebody either deliberately or mistakenly goes on the air and curses the president out, the network is at risk. And this resolution basically says we ought to have training for all the programmers and producers, for everybody that goes on air. We ought to have stuff in writing so that they know what's expected of them and what they can and can't do. And if there are any penalties for violating, profanity regulations or something like that, they see what that is up front. And that's what the resolution is. But if people haven't read it, we can't really discuss it now.
Rob, could I just speak to it for a second?
Absolutely.
I do have to go back and read the one that you sent through Just as a bit of background, and I don't know if this happened at the other stations, but it seems to me that about 3 months ago, the A. Kriegler document about all of this was distributed,
mm-hmm.
and at KPFA, I believe that all of us who are programmers had to sign off that we had read and digested the material.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that happened at the other stations.
It happened here, too.
It happened in New York.
Didn't happen in D.C. And I know we showed up in Houston, but I don't think anybody signed anything.
Yeah, I don't think we signed for it in New York, but I do remember, you know, that everyone got it.
And Alan Minsky here is going to duck out right now.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bob?
Yes?
Tell me again what you want. You want us to, you sent a resolution, you want us to make a united, a document for the network as to what we can and cannot do and tell all of the stations who have this training?
I want you to read the resolution, and then the next time we get together, everyone will be able to say, I don't like it because of X, or I like it because of X, but I want to change it, and we either don't send it back to the board, the national board from the program committee, or we do with any changes.
Okay.
That's all. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes. Ken, do you think that the information in the handbook that Ernesto is writing up, do you think that that would be of any use to the whole network?
It's certainly relevant. It's a little bit too early to say how much of that stuff is going to be in the final draft, though, because that's still a policy proposal for him. But definitely, I think he's grappling with the same issue in his way that this is referring to, I think, if I understand it correctly.
If you don't mind, I think, Rob, I've asked Ernesto if we can have his permission to send you a copy of what he has sent us to.
Sure, I'll even send him a copy and say, I understand you have something, you know, let me know what you think about this.
Right, he's asking everybody for input.
Right.
I just hate to see us, everybody, reinventing the wheel.
Yeah,
well, I think that's what we're trying to do, and I've even had discussions with a couple of general managers that have said, I wish we had one policy because when these things happen, I need to know, you know, what I should be doing from a disciplinary standpoint versus what I need to be doing as an investigation. And everybody doesn't have the same understanding about what's allowed and what isn't allowed.
Right. Right.
So it's as much to protect us and make it clear as it is to make our lives more bureaucratic.
I think following from Teresa's suggestion, Rob, that you would benefit a lot from looking at what Ernesto has proposed.
All right.
Along these lines, because it might serve as a template.
That'd be great. Send it to me. Okay. I don't think we need to discuss that anymore. It's 10:15. the date for our next call is Monday, May the 16th at the same time.
Right.
Right.
And everyone should have the listing of the third Monday meetings that we have, June 20, July 18, August 15, September 19th.
Yeah, can I speak to that, please?
Serene, please.
The May is fine. June, though, that's the Monday after the PNB meeting in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if folks will be talking to each other or will want to. I'm wondering if we could... Well, you know, I'm wondering if we could maybe choose a different date.
We can.
I mean, some people may stay over, in which case they'll be traveling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just tired.
We can change it. My sense is that it's good to keep it, you know, schedule and stick to it as much as possible. But if the body wants to change it and vote on that now, we can do that.
Well, I'm a local board member, and I don't know if I'm going to Berkeley, so it's not going to affect me very much.
Mm-hmm.
But five of you are going to have to, four of you, the person in Berkeley doesn't have to travel, right?
Yeah.
But four of you are going to be traveling that weekend. It's just a consideration.
Well, this is Teresa. I will be on the road also, although it would be, I think, a rather, it would be a selfish decision on my part. I tend toward thinking, actually, from this last board meeting, it was very useful for people just to clutch. I mean, we didn't have official meetings, but to bring some of these issues, and it was very creative just talking about some of these things. I mean, there were about five people talking about archives with Brian DeShazer, and it was good talking about some of the program issues. I'm thinking, I have a tendency to say, let's just go with it, because actually some of the decisions that we make on the national level will be fresh on our minds.
That's true.
That day.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay.
Me too.
That's sad.
But I do have a point of information. I'm not real clear about what we're going to report with respect to where we are with our mission statement or the whole issue of the previous interim board approving the motion with respect to programming. So I'm not clear what I know we're going to be asked for a position on. What are we going to
do? Ngozi?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You were interrupted.
I'm sorry. I'm not clear where we left the issue of dealing with our mission statement. Can you hear me?
Right, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I was just waiting. What I've given everybody is the mission with the purpose statements broken out.
Right.
And some of the things that I think flow from that. And then in the agenda, identify the areas, the policy areas, where I thought we need to develop, that policies must address the relationships between programming, staffing and resources, audience, program evaluation, and so forth. And we had some discussion about that. Some people said that they thought that stipulating staffing and resources was assuming the prerogative of the stations. Other people pointed out, for example, that we need to have volunteer positions as well as paid positions.
Rob, I appreciate that, but let me. I'm just wondering what's our next step with that? Because I think we did some good getting on the same page with that, or at least looking at some issues that we have to address and articulate the differences. But what's our next step with developing or solving the issue about coming up with a mission statement?
The policy, you mean, right?
With a mission statement
policy? I'm sorry, I keep saying that, don't I?
The next step is to identify what are the specific points within those areas that we think need to be addressed.
Okay.
We need to be more specific and say what the policy needs to promote or what concerns we want to protect the stations or the network from.
Okay.
In other words, if we feel that we need to have something that restates we don't want commercial, we don't want blah 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 blah. Then we need to say that, but we need to be a little bit more specific than what do we want to say about fulfilling the mission? What are the key points of that?
Okay.
So I think what I'd like everybody to do is look at that list of look at those points carefully, and come up with, by the next meeting, have some specifics that you feel. And in the meantime, I'll work with you individually as many people as I can catch up with, and we'll try to have either a series of policies that we're going to prepare parameters for, or one overreaching structure of policy that we think makes sense. So, in other words, we're trying to go from the general to the particular.
Mm-hmm. And how do we want to utilize the previous document from 2004?
From 2004.
Yeah. The one that has been approved by the board, but that no one is remembering that we have.
The one approved by the IPNB.
IPNB. Yeah,
well,
I just wonder how you want us to deal with that document in this process.
Well, there are several. Well, read it and tell us what you think makes sense and what doesn't. There are several things that it says specifically that the board should be doing in developing programming. One is to work with the executive director to set budgetary, professional, technical, and program parameters for national programming. The other is to create a network-wide consensus for the need to measure, support, and improve programming strategically to prepare a written mission statement for the board's program committee, which is one of the things that we're working on now, to identify resource requirements and staffing patterns for local and station program staff, as well as for national, and to ensure that the national office has a fundraising plan and that there are some collaborative programs.
So pretty much just draw from aspects that are developed in the previous document and pull them into this one, where they fit.
That's my sense, yes, okay. Yes. But, I mean, everybody's input, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
I'm just trying to understand how you're perceiving the process.
Okay.
Can we move to adjourn?
Yes, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd move to adjourn.
All right.
Seconded.
All right. It's 10:21, and the meeting is concluded.
But you've got to take a vote.
I've got to take a what?
Either take a vote or ask if there are any objections.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hear an objection to the motion to adjourn? I thought I heard unanimity. Hearing no objections, then, I declare that this meeting of the program committee is adjourned at 10:21. Thank you so much for bearing with me.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good job. Good night. Bye-bye.